neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So, babe, you have a command of lighting the menorah. Bekarov is that the same Beit Amidash Rishi, Tibanev Tikonet. So now, here, Moshe Avraham Shalom is commanded to direct Am Yisrael how to make olive oil. And the command was, they have to learn how to katit the olive, lama'or. So Rashi Kedush says, lama'or, or means for light and not for menachot. What is menachot means? Flower offering, because they mixed oil with it. So now, the puzzling matter about the olive, it has contradiction between the fruit and the oil. The Gemara says that if you eat olives, it causes forgetfulness. If you drink the olive oil, it brings you memory. So from here, the Gemara is teaching us, you should give the olives to your wives, so she will forget the stuff that you do. And then you... you... you drink the olive to, not forget whatever, you have to remember. So now, to make orange juice, the taste of the juice and the orange is similar, no? Apple, cherries. So, but olives is not so, because olive, the taste of the olive is something, and the olive oil is totally different. So there's a pattern that we learn from here. It could be very helpful for everyone. And that is, Yirmiyah Navi informs us that Am Yisrael are resembled to olive. And it's called Zayit Ra'anan. That means Am Yisrael are compared to olive that is very del pazir. Ra'anan. So now, here, the concept is very powerful. Let's say you have a shop, and then you need merchandise. Who brings you the merchandise? Who sells you the merchandise? Who comes to your door?
Salesman.
You buy from him? Yes. Sometimes?
Sometimes
no. So when do you buy from him?
You like the merchandise.
You like the salesman or the merchandise? I thought people buy if they like the salesman.
That's
true. It's called salesman talk, no? Yeah. It doesn't say merchandise talk. It's salesman talk, no? That's what people, they hire good salesmen, no?
Yeah, it's one part of it.
Fine, but it works.
Yeah.
People that have stocks in their warehouse are sitting there. Why? Because the salesman was very expert.
The look.
Yeah, the suit, the way he smiles, Now here, back to the olive, see, as we see, Am Yisrael compared to the olive. So you have the good part, and you have the one that is, is not really benefiting. Here, the psychology behind it is that you have to learn the salesman talk. For example, let's say you get up in the morning, you feel heavy, tired. Chas v'shalom. La'adin wa'alachem. Not for anyone. So now, what do you do when you feel heavy, tired? What do?
Take a hot shower.
No, you cannot get out of bed. You keep, round one, round two with the alarm clock. Put it off, this. What do you do? What do you suggest to do?
You push yourself out of the bed.
How do you push yourself? No, you see, people, they come late, they don't come, they were knocked out. I know, but we're trying to find the solution here. That's the whole point. The olive is the subject here.
Yeah.
So you have the good part and the bad part. Now, here, listen carefully. You listening?
Yes.
So now, here, there's a training and it's very, very powerful, and it is. For example, let's say you got stuck to the chavruta. It's called pillow. Doesn't let you go. So now you tell him, I have to go. Don't play with me. I need to go. Don't play with my head. You have to create a force to speak with yourself. You say, it's not what I think. I'm not tired. You have to create the oil. Say, what are you talking about? You're playing with my head. I'm not tired. I'm okay. I feel like a lion. And what kind of feeling it gives you? Boost it. Another example. So let's say that you feel like, very hungry, right? So now, what do you do when you come home and you expect the food will be on the table, right? So you come home, you expect, right? Something. So you see, there's nothing on the table, and there's no smell, nothing. So he said, "Barachala v'atala." There's no reach nichoach. So what do you do? How do you feel?
Sad.
Sorry?
You feel sad, you get more hungry.
I know, but does it disappoint you when you come home and you expect food?
Yes.
So now let's use the same technique. So now tell yourself, I'm not hungry. Works?
It works, yeah. 10 times.
Let's say, just imagine, just as an example, right? Like people, they're sitting on the table in Ashdod, in Eretz Yisrael. And then all of a sudden, at the time that they're having a meal, they hear a siren, Chas v'Shalom. So what kind of feeling it gives them? And what do they do? But they're hungry, they're eating.
It doesn't matter. Why?
So your mind is telling you, you're not hungry. What do you do? What are you supposed to do now? Chazaka Baruch. This technique, you see, it's workable, but you have to learn to do it without a siren. That means you have to tell your mind, no, this is not what I'm thinking. You're playing with me. You're lying to me. That's not how I feel.
I can go on for another 4 days.
Chazaka Baruch. If you can still give us a discount, maybe 3, 2 days, 4 days maybe. For the beginners, we're not there yet. But here, that's what exactly the whole concept of the olive and the oil is. So now, how do you bring out the oil? What's the term that is used in the Torah? Katit. Katit. Lamaor. What does katit mean?
Pressed.
They call it gush kub.
More pressure,
the better. That means you have to bring this oil out. You have to bring it out. It's there, but you have to press it to bring it out. So now that's what Rashi Agadosh is telling us. He says, katit lamaor, but not menachot. What is menachot? Reminds you of? It says Shabbat. Chazaka Baruch. So here they learn beautiful message, and it is, you have to learn to press yourself to create light. Not menucha. Not just to be comfortable, everything according to your will, everything that pleases you. That's not how it works. It has to be?
Bring light.
Lamaor. Or it has to give light. This is a false advertising, no? So now here, unbelievable power that is all hidden inside of us. You have to bring it out. That means you have to learn to do salesman talk. In the morning, you have to get up. You feel tired, but that's not true. It's not true at all. He can create the boost just by igniting yourself, the inner power that is hidden. You have to bring it out. Just like the olive needs a press, the oil would come out. By Tehillim, it's not going to, you sit in the front of a bowl of olive, you know, you say, Ana Hashem Moshiana, Ana Hashem Hasrihana, you read them, you know, Mizmor Guf Yutet even, the 119 Mizmor, it's not going to come out. You have to do, you have to press it. That's how it is. That's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi's teaching us. Zayit Ra'anan. Every Yehudi is olive. Olive Ra'anan. What does Ra'anan mean? To Del Boro. Every Yehudi is olive excellent. Darajayek. But how? When he accepts, he has to be pressed to bring the oil out. Don't listen to these thoughts. These are all machshavot zarot. They just imagination that is created by habits and so on, laziness. You have to bring it out. And how? You have to talk to yourself constantly. You have to tell yourself, no, that's not true. I got used to this. This is not the right way of thinking. I should not think that way. You have to tell yourself constantly, constantly. What's the use? I'm getting angry. Why am I shouting? Why am I not happy? Why am I sensitive? You have to tell yourself. And you see, the oil comes out. Maybe it takes a little bit of time. But you have to keep pressing it. And you see how your life changes 180 degrees and brings such a joy, such a nachat for yourself and people around you. And they're not going to say, oh, he came again. You say, oh, Baruch Hashem, he came. You know what the difference it is? You say, wow, Baruch Hashem, he came. That's what the unbelievable fruit that Ibn Shalom has created. See what a contradiction it has. It's only to teach us. This olive has such a potential. Press it, press it. Get the oil out. And go through a healthy, positive, happy, joyous life. And see what the chef you can bring to your family, to your city, for Am Yisrael, Bezat Hashem. Hashem Yizakenu. To be Zayid Ra'anan, Bezat Hashem. Nizkeh she nesameach.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.